And it turned out that there was, at that time, a producer here in Hollywood who made travelogues, the famous Fitzpatrick travelogues. They always ended in the same way, and so we reluctantly take leave of beautiful, whatever he had just done. Oh, wow, beautiful Mexico, beautiful, and so on. So we came to the studio where these travelogues were shown. There were about six of them. And I remember the first one, and it was the coast of Massachusetts and a lot of seagulls, and the surf was thundering against the rocks. It was very beautiful. And Eric was delighted. He loved to do this kind of illustrative music. And so I think he did it very well, and he had heard in the music the shrieking of the dolls and the thunder of the ocean. And when he played it then to the producer and the head of the department, we could see that something was wrong. And so then we heard that the man Fitzpatrick had said to the other, to the head there, that Eric Bing from Vienna didn't know how to paint Massachusetts. And anyway, he proposed that the music that should be underlying this should be the Blue Danube. And that's how that's so funny, you know? Because he thought he wasn't Massachusetts enough to do it, and then he wanted the Blue Danube, and that was it. So this was our first encounter with the face of Hollywood that we hadn't known, you know?